Nancy Walker.
Nancy Walker there.
But the first of all, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up the clean highway. And if you're not walking, start while I'm walking. Walking up the highway. There'll be a blessing. Oh, we're walking up the highway. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. Oh, none can walk up there, but the pure in heart. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up the highway.
This is God's Covenant Church. The Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. As the scripture says, every great man is not wise, but those that keep his commandments is a wise and understanding people. At this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. The elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. Can Debbie our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. And this door is open because of our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. For the stand that they took, the life they lived while they were here, and they're with God, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Thank God. The doctrine is the 10 precepts. We're going to talk about getting more of an understanding. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." And that's what we should be striving for, wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
And to be an understanding people. What are you talking about? People that understand life. Mm-hmm. People say, "I don't know about God. I know there's a God, but why is God allowing all of these things to happen in the world?"
Mm-hmm. Right, Pastor.
He's not. No, you just don't know God. Right. As the Lord said, you worship, you know not what.
That's right.
If you know God, you understand what's happening, your mind is not always on the things you see. Mm-hmm. It's on the things that you don't see. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 to 6 and read it again, because it's about understanding. Read it again.
Yes. "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding."
So God is letting us know to keep his precepts, keep his word. Do it. Because this is how you have wisdom. And this is how you understand God and how you understand life. Isn't that beautiful? Proverbs 4 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
Scriptures we've been reading day in and day out for years.
Yes.
And so many have been reading them from, heard them from the child and still don't know what they mean.
That's right.
Don't know God. Proverbs 4 and 1. What does it say, Deacon?
"Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding.
We, in this life, don't know that the Maker is telling us, this is who I am, I made you.
Beautiful.
And you should hear the instructions of a father.
Thank God.
You should hear this. And believe me, because before you were girded, I knew you. You didn't know me, but I knew you.
Yes.
And I am the Almighty. Yeah, so you made me.
Thank God.
And God is entreating us as children.
All right.
Yes.
Hear ye, children, the instructions of a father. What?
And attend to no understanding.
So that's what we want to be attentive, so we can be an understanding people.
Yes.
And understanding people are people don't get excited because things happen.
Yes.
That don't mean you can't express how you feel, but you don't go overboard.
Right.
Or your expression is not within, not over the boundary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're saying something you know, so, oh, I know it's God, but yet you're saying things that's offensive.
Right.
I know it's God, but why did they do that? Because it's the devil, remember that person?
Yes.
Who you think is in their life?
Right.
We should understand these things. We forget these things.
Yes,
and all we do is bring forth what's in the old man. We gotta remember who we are and what we're here for and not let the old man work, getting so excited out of boundaries.
Yes.
And the next thing you know, every day is nothing but a bunch of whinings and complaints all day.
Yes.
Never grateful for what we do have and what we do see. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read. For I give.
Yes, give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law.
Isn't that beautiful? So God's instructions,
beautiful.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me, is doctrine. That's good doctrine. What do you say? Forsake ye not
my law.
Forsake ye not my law.
Mm-hmm.
And these jackleg preachers have the nerve to say, well, you know, the law was done away with.
Yes.
That's not what it's saying here. I don't know what scripture they're reading. You have the right to divide the word of truth. Read.
For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother.
What?
He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments,
isn't that
and
beautiful?
Live.
Let your heart retain the precepts, keep my commandments, and live. And but the so-called Christian said, well, you couldn't keep those commandments. God knew you couldn't keep them. That's why he did away with them. That's not what he's saying here. Keep my commandments and live. Because when you keep them, you have understanding of all things. You really do.
That's beautiful.
It's just a matter of accepting it and working through it,
you
know, working out your soul salvation.
Yes, Lord.
You don't, you know, like when teacher passed, they were all mourning. I said, that's fine. We know she's gone. We're mourning.
Yes,
I'm with
you.
I'm in the morning, but let's just keep moving.
Yes, you did.
Let's not act like this is the end of the world because it ain't the end for us. We got to make it the
that's
end.
That's right.
Their end have come.
Yes.
We got to keep going, right?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Get wisdom, get understanding.
Yeah, you can say get or get.
Get.
Get wisdom.
Yes, Master. Get understanding.
Listen, God ain't like that, and, you know, just because you got a message, he can't show you a little humor about it.
Yes, Master.
It's not God's humor. That's the way the world pronounces it. Get. And get.
Yeah. All right, Pastor.
Get wisdom. Get understanding. What?
Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth.
Beautiful. We got to make sure we don't decline from the words that he's speaking of to our knowledge.
Yes.
And if we are, God is going to bring it to our attention that you should do this, you should do that. This way is declining. This way is dangerous. And if we understand these things, we should just be merry, feel good, going about our business.
Yes.
And a lot of things concerning our journey, it don't feel that good. But if you understand, you're supposed to say, well, thank God, but you know what? This is what I was called for. It's all right. Ain't a problem. Now, I'm saying it now, but when it happens, somebody says, you all right? You say,
yes, Pastor.
You all right?
Right, Pastor. Right,
well, best if you can't say all right, don't say all right and you know you're not. Yeah, I'm all
right.
It's not a problem. I'm working with this. But you know, respond. Don't sit there and let them just set on you and drag you through the streets of Jerusalem. Drag you around. Drag. We don't do that. Read.
Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee.
Maybe these instructions. So we have to prove God. If you've been given instructions, if he don't forsake you. Mm-hmm. What does it say?
It says, forsake her not, and she shall preserve
you. It's going to preserve you. As long as you follow the instructions. Whether the instructions worked out or not, you're preserved. See, that's the carnal mind. My pastor told me to do something, it didn't work. That's not what this is about.
Right.
It's understanding you're supposed to follow instructions. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not how you think the outcome should be.
Right.
Now I've been praying, Pastor so-and-so, you know, go home and just drink so-and-so. Okay, and your mind will heal. I didn't tell you that. Just follow the instructions.
Yes.
Whatever God's reasoning in the end, you'll find out what it is.
Right. Yes.
But why, you know, worry about that. Just follow instructions and live your life.
Yes.
Pastor, I'm following, but I can't breathe. Grab that apparatus and put it up to your nose and keep walking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't breathe. Pat, we open oxygen up a little bit more
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of journeying on.
Yes.
Staying with God, not trying to stop, so I can't do this.
Right.
I ain't got no oxygen.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
Then you're going to die.
Right.
Man, how simple
yes.
is that?
Simple.
All right, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Love her, and she shall keep thee.
Wisdom. What'd you say?
I said, love her, and she shall keep thee.
Now, that's a beautiful thing. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have understanding, you come and get instruction,
mm-hmm.
you don't like it. You going to do it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, you ain't. Any instruction you get you don't like, you're going to half do it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, it means your heart ain't with it.
Right.
If your heart ain't with it, you're not doing it unto God. Mm-hmm. You're doing it 100%.
That's right. That's right.
But that's what you should. That's what you stop and think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's the best thing for me. That's understanding.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't understand what the point, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
To do it is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yes.
You got to believe the scripture was telling you. You got to believe that. It is wisdom.
Yes.
Whether you can see it or not.
Because
mm-hmm. if you do it, maybe things won't happen that might would if you do. Right.
Right?
Right. All right. Go ahead, read.
Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom.
What?
With all thy getting, get an understanding.
Isn't that beautiful? All that we go through, get an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you might go and say, well, so-and-so, what's this all about? I don't know. Let's be patient. Let's wait.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to walk because you ain't got, I don't feel like waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You said, okay, and then next thing you know, Tiffany, you ever go through something like this? Tiffany, what would you do if so-and-so? Well, why don't you talk to Pastor? I talked to Pastor about a couple weeks ago, but he's busy. You know Pastor's busy.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got back to me.
Mm-mm.
You now listen to the saints. This is understanding. I want everybody to listen real good.
Yes.
You have $1,000 you want to give to your brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that $1,000 is all you got. Pastor said, why don't you wait on that? I got an idea, maybe we can do something together and we can work on this for you, the love you have for your brother or your sister. That Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you on that was Sabbath. I see you on Sunday, and I said, put a hold on everything now. We're going to get back to that. Then on yesterday, I found out that the day I told you that, you had already given $1,500. I thought you wanted to get guidance for that.
Mm-hmm.
How's that understanding?
That's not understanding.
If you want to give somebody something, what you come to me for?
Right.
Asking what I should do.
Right.
And then you turn right around and do something without asking, without telling me you're doing it.
Right, Pastor.
I mean, how? That's not understanding.
No.
That's just simple instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're going to do, you put a hold on it, I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go do something as if like I told you. That's like unto, so when I go to the corner and make it right, you get the corner, you say, man, I like to, oh, it's empty now. I go this way.
Right.
Ever taught the instructions?
No.
This way is just that simple, saints. And it may sound funny to you, this experience you're hearing about is real. But we all do such like things. Many times we're not thinking about it until it's broken and brought to our attention. The blessing is, don't sit up and try to deny it. Say, well, you know, you're right. I should have done that. Because we do things sometimes that don't make much sense. But that's why you have judgment. Read.
Yes.
Wisdom, again,
mm-hmm.
is the principal thing. Seventh verse.
Yeah. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding.
Understand what's happening.
Yes.
What's more important to understand? What's happening with you?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I do these things?
Yes.
Why do I act this way?
Yes.
You need understanding about those things. How can you just journey on, don't understand, you know, you know, you might just all of a sudden punch somebody. I don't know. Oh, did I do that? I don't know. It just happened. Boop. Oh, excuse me. I don't have no. How do you live like that?
Right.
Acts 8 and 26. All of our getting, we want to get an understanding of this journey and why we do what we do, and vice versa. Why things happen to us. And most things happen to us because once you started for God, because of our choices. What you talking about? You chose to live for God. You chose trials and tests. You chose these afflictions. You chose these afflictions. What did you choose?
Light. Huh?
Light
of all men.
10 precepts is your affliction. It's our affliction here.
Yes.
Guess what it's called? A light burden.
Yes.
It's our yoke.
Yes.
It keeps you in line. That beautiful?
Beautiful.
Acts 8:26, what does it say?
Yes. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship.
Beautiful. God got somebody everywhere at some point in time. Because the lion went out to all the earth. But this one person is talking about in Ethiopia. Great position.
Yes.
Keeper of the wardrobe. But he went there to worship. Did he say him and his brothers and sisters?
No.
Just this Ethiopian. God saw him.
Yes.
Everything you need is in God.
Yes.
And it's going to be there for you when you get to that point. What you need is going to be there. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Was returning and sitting in his
chariot. No, 31, read on. Go ahead.
Yes. Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot.
Now, you just think, you walking along, wherever you might be, and you get a man, said, go join yourself. You walk up to a person, and they're eating at McDonald's. Okay, Lord, what am I here for? But everything God told him, when he got there, he had understanding because things happened the right way. You understand what I mean? What happened? Go ahead.
And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said.
Because he heard him, right? Go ahead.
And said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me?
Now, is that the mindset to have?
Yes, it is, Pastor.
How can I?
Yes.
Except somebody guide me. He didn't say, well, I know one thing. I know this so far, and somebody taught me this, but how can I get somebody guide? He was inviting him. Come on. Tell me what this is all about. So evidently, he had the mindset for knowledge, and God had the right person to give it to him. They fit, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not like he was approaching him. God said, approaching the man said, what you want?
Right.
You see me eating at McDonald's, don't you?
McDonald's.
I'm busy, what you want? But when he got there, he heard and said, okay, this got to be God. He's reading, you know what you're reading? Well, there's nothing wrong, offensive about it. What you reading? The right words said, come. How can I? Unless you guide me. Isn't that beautiful? Had never met the man. Unless you guide me. That's the mindset to have. Now, Why would we ask anybody anything? At least if I don't see you in the scripture, why would I want to ask you anything?
Right.
But if you're in the scripture, I know that you're reading. I should feel a little comfortable. Somebody just draw a little closer. You get a little closer, and you see the scripture. But over there, he's got scratchers. Okay, just going back with it. They may not have no knowledge about that. You know how they justify that in the churches? Well, they had lots. They picked lots. They weren't picking lots to make money. They were picking lots to find out God's will. Said, well, I don't know God's will, but I'm buying this lottery ticket for $100. I don't know what God's will is, but I'm going to find out. Yeah, I know what his will is. You do too, right? That's not it. But that's how they justify that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Read.
And he desired Philip that he would come up
and
sit with him.
That's the blessing. How can I accept someone guide me? Come show me. When you have understanding, you welcome knowledge if you don't have it. And not that you were looking for it. Not that he was really looking for it, but I feel his mind was eager for it. That's why God sent He knew what kind of heart he had.
Yes.
But he was by himself. He had an entourage, but he was the only one.
Right.
On his way to worship. Mm-hmm. What did he say?
The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth.
What?
In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.
What?
And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other
man? Now let's think about it, saints. You know what's the beautiful thing about this eunuch? Hungry.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't whole. He was needed a physician.
Yes.
And he didn't start questioning him about, how do I know that's true?
Right.
He believed everything he told him.
Yes.
He was a man of understanding, and his worshiping was real.
Mm-hmm.
That's why God sent him knowledge.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
35.
Yes. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
He preached and then he preached the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We have understanding of
yes.
that.
Yes.
But, you know, you would think if they heard this and if they preached Jesus, how could they have preached Jesus back then if he wasn't here?
Mm-hmm.
He preached the word and they forget Jesus is the word.
Right.
Didn't change, and the word is the commandments, right?
Yes.
All right. You know, actually, I saw a commercial last night. You know, this is the time where they Easter, they bring out the tomb. Mm-hmm. It's coming again.
Right.
Uh-huh. Lazarus on it.
Yes.
And it was one line they said, I thought was really unique. He said, they were short. He said, I am the law of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But believe one thing, bits and parts.
They
get bits and parts.
Yes.
They don't have the vision. Because like I said, it's been read over and over again, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Right.
He's still the word, but just because he's made flesh don't mean that the word changed. It didn't change.
Right.
He's still the word, right? All right.
Yes.
Let's go
beautiful.
To Psalms 119 and 104.
All
thy getting.
Understanding.
We want to get an understanding that we might be the people that God is pleased with and calling for.
Yes.
119 and 104.
Mm-hmm. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate
beautiful.
Every false way.
Through knowledge. That's why the Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Yes.
It's about having knowledge of God, of the scriptures, and rightly dividing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, what's the most important thing? Having an ear to hear and an eye to see. Because without that, you got nothing.
Yes.
But believe.
That's
all you need.
Yes.
Only believe. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, beautiful.
Isaiah 28 and 9. Let's
right.
go there.
Beautiful.
We want to be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're understanding people, that means, you know, when you're talking with each other, the brothers and sisters about situations, you don't act like somebody is far country. You should be able to relate
mm-hmm.
with things.
Yes, Pastor.
That bothers you? You forget, things bother you that
all
maybe
right.
don't bother them.
Right.
You know, sometimes you kind of make one feel so, but you had a problem with that? That ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? That's somebody walking by with a glass house with rocks just thrown up there.
Yes,
that's what that is.
Right.
How you don't want to say nothing like that unless because it might be bothering them.
Right.
But try to seek out, well, how can we mm-hmm. solve this? Have you talked to whatever, blah, blah, blah.
All right, Pastor.
Beautiful.
28:9, Isaiah, mm-hmm. what did it say?
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Mm-hmm.
Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the
breast. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. That means you're getting the word from God's anointed.
Yes.
Close.
Yes.
At the feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the word and sincere.
Yes.
Sincere milk of the word.
Yes.
The breast. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What?
For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept.
What?
Line upon line.
That's why many come. They said, yeah, when you, I don't know for sure, but I got an idea. Y'all talking about something, y'all all over the place. That's what God said. Here,
little.
A little, and there, a little. You have to put the puzzle together to see the vision
mm-hmm.
that God is asking for and calling for.
Mm-hmm.
Line upon line, what?
Line upon line. Here a little, and there a little.
What?
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people.
Beautiful. No, he's going to speak to you through a master orator.
Yes.
I have a dream.
Whoa,
you just get to shout, a dream. I've seen. Oh, wow. Don't shake that voice now. Whoa. A lot of ties get loose then.
All right, buddy. All right, Pastor.
You see, I've been there.
All right.
And okay. Oh, that's good freedom of speech.
All right, Pastor.
But it ain't got to do with God. It don't.
Go ahead.
But someone that's a stammering lip, don't speak so well.
Mm-hmm.
Someone don't have all the fanfare
all right.
behind them.
Yes, Pastor.
That's right.
Behold.
Beautiful.
Just stammering, repeating herself over and over. But wait. Stammering lips, but the word is there. But what she's saying is powerful. God speaking all the time. But you want somebody to give this head. Thy God is reigning. Yeah, he is. That's what you want, see. Not the emotional stuff. But just to bring the word. When we bring the word. Everything he's saying is powerful. You know, it's real. And it's got just what God is calling for. No movement at all.
All right.
No excitement. What did it say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with stammering lips.
And another tongue will he speak to this people.
In other words, speech ain't so fluent.
Yes.
What?
Yes. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest.
What?
And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.
What?
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept.
Now that's the same thing. Unto us is... precept upon precept, line upon line. It's unto them the same way.
Yes.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept.
Upon precept, precept upon precept.
What?
Line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken.
That's why it's spoken. And when you see somebody that's not hungry and can't hear, you best just journey on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mark. 2:23.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
All of our getting. That's why if we were to engage people when we're out, where are you coming from? Y'all went to what? No, church.
Mm-hmm.
Church? What? Seven Day Adventist? No, holy. They don't know what you're talking about.
No idea.
Every time they see you, a wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been to a wedding.
That's right.
But we've been married, most of us have been married quite a few years here. We've been to a wedding. We come from the marriage supper.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
But see, that's the kind of jargon and all that I get, and you need to have understanding of what we have here. Right. This is a supper.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay.
Yes.
Mark 2:23. What does it say?
And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck
in
the ears of corn.
The cornfield on the Sabbath, they were on their journey for God's work.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Doing God's business.
Yes.
What?
And the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?
Now remember, when it says they came through the cornfields,
mm-hmm.
His disciples, not the Lord, his disciples began as they went to pluck
mm-hmm, the ears of corn.
So they had understanding through the Lord that ain't nothing wrong with this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yet they were around those folks that we were around. Mm-hmm. Why are you carrying that bed?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And can't you get healed during the 6 days, not on the Sabbath? This is what they had to deal with.
Right.
That's why when we were there, we had no conversation
with
many churchgoers. Because we were just like foreigners, and they were foreigners to us, although we were.
Right.
But yet, we all believe in God. We should be one, right?
Right.
They didn't know us, and we didn't know them any better than the Church goes, we know here, if they're not keeping God's commandments. Right. Same thing. Read.
And he said unto them, have ye never read what David did when he had need?
Now remember, he's saying, why do they on the Sabbath that which is not lawful? Mm-hmm. In their mind, it wasn't lawful.
Right.
But they weren't doing anything that wasn't lawful.
Right.
Because they had understanding. They had a need. And they understood God is not an ogre.
Right.
And although that the showbread, it wasn't for the layman, it was for the priest only. David was a priest. He was a prophet.
Yes.
But he didn't use that defense. He said, have you never read they were hungry? Otherwise, God ain't like that.
Right.
We don't want to be so, listen, holy and thou, don't, nobody comes up in the pulpit. That represents the mountain. You can't come up there unless you've been summoned. God ain't like that.
Right.
Well, saints up there in the mountain. You know, mountain, that's just a pulpit. It represents that, it does.
Yes, it does.
We don't have kids playing. We don't play up there. We don't start kicking soccer balls, right? It's a place for everything. But it does represent something, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And he said unto them, have you never read what David did when he had need and wasn't hungered, he and they that were with him?
What?
How he went into the house of God
in the days of Abiathar,
the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him?
What?
And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for men.
He didn't wait for an answer. Have you never read? Because he knew they had. He didn't understand it.
Right.
You ever read about that? But listen, Sabbath was what?
Made for man.
What?
And not man for the
Sabbath. In other words, the Sabbath day was made for us to rest in.
Isn't that beautiful?
And you go about getting your rest through the Spirit of God. And not that the Spirit of God made this Sabbath. That man might do everything but worship God. Or everything, you understand what I'm saying? It's got to be unto God.
Yes.
If you're eating, whatever you do, if you do it unto God, it's, how could that be wrong?
Right.
And if you do it because it's a need, you have a need, God's not against that. That's beautiful. We need an understanding of that.
Yes.
So, well, Pastor, I didn't know what to do. I tried to call you. Nobody answered the phone. I tried to call Brother Herman. He didn't answer.
That's what I said.
Elder Phil, he never answers his phone. We don't have to go into all that. That's a complaint. They do that too. But he don't never answer his phone, Pastor. You know that. Okay, stuff like that. Throw it in there.
Right.
Understanding. Having understanding. Did you need that? Because many times you say, well, that's no problem. You think, why would God punish you for something you need? Just like, for instance, as the script says, why be angry with your brother without a cause? Do you know in those of old, you couldn't get nobody, you couldn't put somebody in jail because they come through your cornfield. They were hungry and they ate. But if they coming through with a shopping cart, can you imagine back then they had a shopping cart? Pushing it through the cornfields?
Yes,
you couldn't get it through there. But you coming in there with a handbasket.
Yes.
Just plucking all oranges and fruit. I say, hey, what you doing? I'm shopping for the week.
Right.
You going to jail.
Right.
Or you going in ward. But it was, you looked at, so I see some people, just a little, six or seven people just eating up all, they're all right. They ain't taking the stalk. That'll be a little corn.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Yes.
That's love.
Yes.
God is like that, right?
Yes.
These scribes and Pharisees wouldn't like that. What you carrying your bed for?
Debbie, our announcements.
Well, I've been
you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, Please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.